Welcome, and thanks for sharing these sources. We're doing a deep dive today into, well, a really crucial piece of South African policy, the National Land Transport Strategic Framework, the NLTSF for 2023 to 2028.
That's the one. Published for public comment back in March 2023.
Right, and it's like the master plan for transport for 5 years. Our job here is just to quickly get into the executive summary. What's it about? Why should you care?
Exactly, and you should care because this isn't just paper. It's a legal requirement from the National Land Transport Act, the NLTA.
Okay.
So it directs transport planning, you know, spending, everything. National, provincial, even down to the municipal level. It shapes how you get around.
Got it. So let's unpack the big picture then. What's the grand vision they're aiming for with this framework?
Well, the official wording is quite expansive, as you'd expect.
Always is.
But it boils down to creating an integrated and efficient land transport system, supporting a thriving economy that promotes sustainable economic growth, provides safe and accessible mobility options, socially includes all communities, and preserves the environment.
Wow. Okay, that's a mouthful. It sounds hugely ambitious.
It is definitely ambitious.
So for someone just trying to get a handle on it quickly, what are its practical uses? What does it do?
Okay, practically, it's the main five-year guide for planning transport alongside how land is used. Think roads and housing, not just roads in isolation.
Right, integration.
Exactly. It's also meant to be an enabler, specifically aligning with the big national development plan, the NDP 2030.
Okay. Connects the dots there.
Yes. And crucially, it clarifies the priorities. So when governments at different levels make decisions, they should be using this framework. And a big focus is sustainability and making sure everyone can actually access the system. Universal accessibility.
Okay. That leads nicely into the next bit, the strategic stuff. To actually achieve that big vision, what are the sort of key pillars or priorities the department identified?
Right. So they set out these overarching goals. Five of them, really. These guide all the detailed planning.
And they are.
First, social inclusion and universal accessibility, making sure everyone benefits. Then, well-integrated land use and transport planning, like we just mentioned. Third, improving safety and security for absolutely everyone using the system. Fourth is supporting economic development, getting goods moving people to jobs.
Makes sense.
And fifth, this is a big one, reducing the environmental impact. Specifically transport greenhouse gas emissions.
That sounds like they've tried to cover, well, literally everything related to land transport. A very wide net.
They absolutely have. And to manage that, the framework is structured around 13 specific functional areas.
13.
Yep. Each with its own strategies and policy intent. It covers things like freight transport, urban transport, smart cities. Funding the money side is always key. But also things like non-motorized transport walking, and cycling institutional management, and significantly, universal accessibility. That last one is actually a new functional area compared to the previous framework from 2017.
Oh, interesting. So universal accessibility is now its own distinct focus area.
Precisely. It's been elevated. And these areas are where the key performance indicators, the KPIs, come in. That's how they measure if this whole thing is actually working.
So let's pull this together. What does it all mean in practice? We've got this very detailed blueprint.
Not just a wish list.
Right. An operational plan. It sets the goals for everything transport related. And provinces, municipalities, they have to align their own plans, the PLTFs and ITPs, with this national document.
That's the requirement. It's mandated alignment. The idea is that this system-wide coordination is absolutely critical. Critical for the South African economy, for growth, and for tackling some deep-seated social challenges.
That emphasis on coordination, getting everyone pulling in the same direction, provinces, metros, local municipalities, that always sounds like the really hard part, doesn't it?
Yeah, like often the biggest challenge, yes.
And the document itself mentions institutional management challenges being a hurdle, which raises a big question, I think.
Cool.
Can this framework, this policy, actually overcome those embedded institutional issues within the next 5 years? Can it really force that alignment needed to build a legacy beyond 2028 that's genuinely based on sustainability and universal access for all?
That is the million rand question, isn't it?
Definitely something for you to mull over.